here. If you should decide you want to call, that'd be fine. Telephone number 612-721-4339. If you're listening on WQNA, don't do it because it's late and I'm probably sleeping. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Time, why you punish me like a wave crashing into the shore? You wash away my dreams. Time, why you walk away like a friend went somewhere. You left me crying. Can you teach me about tomorrow and all the pain and sorrow running free? 'Cause tomorrow's just another day and I don't believe in time. Time, why you punish me?
MC7 Transponder 5, 7.5 megahertz wideband audio.
Wookiee Radio.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? The life you kill. The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man. A psychiatric exchange. I live around here. Yeah. I wanna wake up where you nothing to fall. Oh, man. Put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. What you are is beautiful. Oh, man. You wanna get married? Run away.
Dolls, and want to wake up where you are. And we started out with a little Hootie and the Blowfish. That was called Time. I kind of like that one. All right, well, good evening. It's Thursday Night Potpourri, and can you give Tracy the Bum's Rush, because the song was ending right then, and I know you were about to tell me off the air what you're calling about, but what the hell, we have no secrets here. Tell me on the air.
Oh, great. Well, that's just what I wanted to call about here. Last week on the show, I had mentioned a little bit about Digital Radio Mundial, DRM.
Yes.
Suggested that maybe the Tentec people ought to produce a radio that handles DRM, and lo and behold, I should have visited the Tentec website, TENTEC.com, and they've been selling a radio, or taking orders at least, since 31st of March for something called the RX320D, the D model.
And
they have a little 12 kilohertz IF port on the back of it. And it's ready to go for DRM. Just have to buy the software from DRMRX.org and get their little radio, and you can hear the digital stuff on the shortwave.
Now, is this a tune-it with the controls on the radio or a tune-it by the computer?
It's the computer-based tuner. There is some fellows out there who build a little add-on kit, I think, to control the RX320 from, you know, like a Palm Pilot-like device or from a remote control, but no.
I'm fine if it's from a computer. That'll make it a lot easier for me, really.
It's definitely computer-based, and there's a lot of third-party software out there for that little radio. It's in the $300 range, low $300.
Okay, don't they have software out for it?
Oh, they certainly do. They give out the programming instructions and everything, so it's very much an open platform receiver. And so all that they have done is they've added a little port on the back to extract the 12 kilohertz IF intermediate frequency. So then you can take their little 10TEC RX320 computer-controlled radio, plug in your, a loopback to another, to your sound card on your computer,
right.
And you fire it up and fire up the 10TEC software, and then you fire up the DRM software, and you can listen to digital shortwave broadcast from halfway around the world.
Well, and because it would be coming out of my sound card, I mean, if I can plug it into the sound card, I presume that I can also plug it into the mixer and from there to the sound card. And, I mean, this is going to be pretty easily doable for me.
No doubt. And also on the website, 10TEC sells something called the RX340, which is a very high-grade commercial quality piece of gear,
right?
And they just give you the instructions to tune, a few dials here and punch a few settings there, and it's also ready because it's a DSP receiver as well, digital signal processing based receiver, and it's good to go as well for DRM. So things are happening already in the community.
And Tracy, I'm going to hit you for the explanation again, because I see here in the chat room the question, what is DRM? And we've talked about this before, but for people who didn't hear it, just to run through the, because it's a really cool thing.
Think about the leap that was made from satellite when it went from analog to digital. Well, the shortwave community and the radio community in general, the AM and FM broadcasters, are also making this jump from analog to digital to defeat the interference and the noise and hopefully get better sound quality to the end user.
And in the case of this country, it's called IBOC, but that's another story.
Well, in Europe and around the world, there's an international standard. Gee, just like MPEG-DVB.
We don't do it, but they do.
So what you've got here is an international standard that's going before the ITU, and it's for AM, the medium wave broadcast band, and also for shortwave. And this occupies the same bandwidth of the normal analog signal, but it's all digital, and it will give you the digital streaming over shortwave radio, bouncing off the ionosphere. So you can listen to the BBC in digital quality, it's about internet quality. You could listen to it at home or with a little portable receiver, and you don't have to be hooked up to a telephone line to listen to the BBC. It'll be coming streaming over the airways, over this digital signal, and hopefully it won't be fading in and out. You'll miss all the crackly, fading noises of days gone by and also the static crashes. It'll be just like listening to it over the Internet.
So if you get net, it'll be like, if it does cut out, it'll be like net congestion is on the Internet. I mean,
exactly. And yes, it is digital, so when it does cut out, it decides to cut out, it cuts out.
Right, but there's no static, there's no fading. It's there or it's not there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the test broadcasts are already going on. You visit the DRM website, drm.org website. You'll find a listing of the broadcasts that are available, medianetwork.nl. Also list those broadcasts. So it's happening. And 10TEC, built in Sevierville, Tennessee, home of Dolly Parton, is the first manufacturer of radios to go out and say to the public, we've got these radios that are capable of receiving these test broadcasts.
Yeah. Yeah, and that makes it pretty cool. And, of course, you got to kind of make the assumption that if it's a Drake, it's good, because they always have been.
Oh, yeah, the other receivers are coming out, 10TEC, and I'm sure, if they took the lead, Drake's going to be there, I hope.
Or 10TEC, I'm sorry, it's 10TEC.
Well, Drake is another good manufacturer, and the mods are already floating around how to take a Drake R8 B
receiver
and turn those into a DRM-capable block, so hopefully they'll join in with the DRM crowd. And, of course, down the line, the receiver manufacturers like Sanjian, they'll have DRM-embedded radios.
Yep.
And speaking of receiver manufacturers, sadly, it's reported in a lot of the internet press that Grundig, the famous German manufacturers of radio and TV sets, is calling it quits there. They've declared bankruptcy.
Oh, what a shame. What a historic old company.
Yes, a lot of servicemen went overseas right after World War II and came home with these beautiful Grundig tubed radio sets with FM quality in there and really nice sounding audio.
Beautiful radios. Just beautiful radios.
Well, hopefully somebody will buy the assets of the company and continue to produce them. It doesn't, of course, affect the North America brand of Grundig
right,
Radio.
That's right.
A separate group that's bought the name to sell here in the States.
Right, and not the quality.
You've got it.
Good to hear from you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, take it easy.
Good night.
Good night, Tracy. That's Tracy from the Washington, D.C. area. And... it's always good to hear from Tracy. What, about 5 minutes till the hour? This is kind of a extra Bruce Hornsby track, live.
Thank you. I'm going to play while they set up behind me.
Different, but I promise not to be silent again. And you are.